ABC Radio Australia.
The head of Vanuatu's Carver Industry Association says Pacific Island countries are being deceived as Australia looks to set to delay a promised trial to import commercial amounts of carver. The Australian government, as a part of its Pacific Step Up, had announced a pilot program last year that would allow carver producers from across the region to sell their products in Australia. But Pacific Beat has received confirmation from Australia's Department of Health that the pilot program is likely to be postponed to 2021 because of COVID-19. Here's what we were told this week.
The Australian government response to COVID-19 is a priority for the Department of Health. However, development work on the carver commercial importation pilot is continuing, taking into consideration that full implementation and further targeted consultation is unlikely to occur until travel restrictions are fully lifted. This means the pilot is unlikely to commence until 2021.
Michael Luzzi, who is an exporter and chair of the Vanuatu Carver Industry Association, says it's disappointing and Pacific leaders should react strongly to the delay. He spoke with reporter Kelvin Anthony.
I'm very, very disappointed that I think we, across the Pacific, we all are at a big off looking at Australia changing its ideas in regards to carver. So we had all high expectation and it seems that nothing is happening. Like we have been deceived. It's been more than 15 years now that Australia has banned carver. And despite all the political announcement of Australia being one of our best partners, we are going nowhere with carver. I hope that the Pacific Island leaders will react strongly to this.
The reason that has been provided to us by the Department of Health is that with COVID-19, the government is not able to have targeted consultations with the relevant stakeholders, and they can only do that until travel restrictions are lifted. Do you think there could have been a way around this?
Well, what more consultation do we need? You know, we can make meetings on Zoom. We can, if they want to discuss, carver is not a new product. It's a natural product consumed for more than 1,000 years in South Pacific, consumed daily in most of the islands. We've got medical records. We've got all the studies behind it. It's not a new product. So I'm not sure what sort of consultation is needed again. It seems that they are trying to kick the ball forward, well, to avoid playing. I understand that the COVID situation is priority, but just sticking all the time, pushing back the issue, I think it's not a good indicator.
Carver exports is the main agricultural commodity in Vanuatu, and it is the source of income for many people. So how much is the Vanuatu carver industry suffering due to COVID-19 restrictions?
Port Vila was very dependent on tourism, same as Fiji. So of course, you know, with people earning less money, local consumption of carver has decreased. Same with the exports. We're still exporting to New Caledonia, to Kiribati, to the US because of the lockdown. Less consumption means less export, less purchase by exporters and processors from the farmers.
How do you think the Pacific carver industry and Australia can work to overcome this barrier which is ahead of you?
I hope that common sense will prevail, and I think it's time for everyone to just go around a table and what are the real issues. What is the issues with just opening for people to have a bit of carver in the afternoon in Australia? There are no real issues. It's the same as in the Western world. People have coffee in the morning to get a small boost. In the South Pacific, people drink a bit of carver in the afternoon to relax. And it's the same. If you drink too much coffee, you're going to be shaky. If you drink too much carver, you'll be sleepy. I think Australia still needs to open its eyes more to the culture of the South Pacific.